Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Got a red top Chevy sitting out on the drive, waiting on me to jump inside and go. Just go.
Richardson. That was my song Open Road off of one of my first CDs called Defining Moments. And I just welcome you so much tonight, especially Japan. We have picked up Japan and Canada. We have countries joining us each and every week. And I just can't thank you enough for tuning in and taking your time to listen to not only my music, but the music of all these independent artists that are just phenomenal. You may or may not have heard of them, but their music's dang good, and they're very talented, just like Matt Boone, who we have tonight joining us live in just a few minutes, and I'm going to share with you his music, and we get a chance to talk to him and find out more about him. But thank you for tuning in to Golden Country Music. This is every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and again, it's your best source for listening to great old country music and from names that you haven't heard, but there's some amazing talent out there. And my job is to not only share my music with you, but to make sure you know by the time you get done listening to my show who these people are as well. My next song is also off my Defining Moments CD, and it's called Crying Kind of Man. Called Crying Kind of Man, a great dancing tune. I'm happy to share my music with you tonight, especially off of this CD, because it's going to have some significance here in a moment when we talk to Matt Boone. This was my first CD that I produced out of Nashville, Tennessee, when I moved there 2008, 2009, about the same time Matt Boone was getting his start. But anyway, these are all originals. This next song is a wonderful ballad. It took me to the top 10 on indie charts. It's called Will I Ever Get Over You? It was written by Haskell Dixon. And can't wait to share it with you, see what you think.
Another endless night alone. Deep inside, I know you're gone. And as the hours drag slowly by, I can't help but wonder why. Just what happened to all of our dreams? Were they all just make-believe? So many thoughts to hold on to. Will I ever get over you? Will you ever set me free? Or will your memories just keep haunting me? With all this pain I'm going. Still searching.
Dixon, and off of my CD, Defining Moments. And speaking of moments, the moment has come to introduce you to one of the greatest talents in Nashville and all around. And I'm excited to, you know, just to track this guy. I had a good start with him, and I've kind of crossed paths with him, you know, through the years. And it's exciting to see him, you know, just getting all these great breaks and these great opportunities to bring his music out there. And I can't wait to introduce you to him and have you listen in as we interview him live in a few minutes. But first, I want to preface the interview with one of his songs. And I've got four songs tonight that I definitely want to share with you. And again, I have great respect for this man. His name is Matt Boone. He's from West Tennessee. And I'll let him tell you more about, you know, how he came about and his music and his influences and, you know, just kind of where he's headed and so forth, and with the roller coaster ride he's been on this last year. But this is Matt Boone starting us out with this interview with Girls Like Guys with Trucks.
Buy her what she's drinking, you just might wind up taking her home. But boy, don't waste your money, cause I don't think your Hyundai's gonna get you the results that you want. Well, I know you're all excited, show her your little hybrid, but buddy, it ain't big enough. Girls like guys with trucks. Four-wheel drive bus, big old gas gun, sure does check up. Boy, let me tell you something, go get you one and it'll change your luck. Girls like guys with trucks.
was Matt Boone with Girls Like Guys With Trucks, and I can vouch for that because I definitely like a guy with a truck, and I think guys actually might like girls with trucks, and I have a really nice truck, and we'll just ask the source. Matt Boone, welcome to the show, Matt. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on this show. I have waited for this night. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Julie. How's everybody? Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just enjoying life and, you know, enjoying this radio show and sharing music like yours. And I just, I'm excited to share your music with my listeners, definitely.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. I've been telling everybody that, you know, I like to say we kind of go way back. I mean, there's no such thing as an overnight success. And we sure, both of us have been working at this a long time. I know you kind of got your start, and you can correct me, but like in 2009 in the Music Valley Drive area where John A's restaurant and all that, same spot I got
That's
my
it.
Start, and our paths crossed, and it was like, you know, we've had some ups and downs with some of the people we've mixed with, but I tell you what, we're coming out smelling like a rose, it sounds like, and you know, I'm a big fan of yours, always have been.
Me too. Ditto there. I really enjoy your music as well, and have from day one. You know, I know how hard you've worked, and you know, we used to play a lot of the same venues, and,
yeah.
You know, like you said, I started in 2009 there in Nashville, the Music Valley Drive area, a little place called Rudy's Cafe there. Now it's like a Greyhound tour center where they, you know, take tourists around Nashville or whatever. But it used to be called Rudy's Cafe. And you and I used to share the same stage there and play with Gary Gibson and other great people there. And first time I ever heard you sing, I was like, wow, you know, she's got a great voice and some great music.
Thanks.
And good to catch up with you again for sure.
I know. And, you know, it just like being backstage and, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, how are you? And just to watch you grow and you know, so I'm excited. Just to tell everybody, I know you're from West Nashville, but how did you get your start in music as far as like, you know, what were your influences? And, you know, we all have a story of how we got started and why we went into music and how young we were. And everybody seems to love to hear that. And I want to know more about you too.
Well, let's go way back. Let's go back to the age of 5 years old. I was five when I got my first guitar. My dad bought me my first guitar. It was an old beat-up flat-top guitar. It had two strings on it. And I remember it very
That's
well.
All you
it, was
need.
A, it was called a yeah, it was called a toga guitar. I never heard of it in my life, but it was a toga. It had two strings on it. And we put a set of strings on that thing, and it wasn't till about when I was like 8 years old when I finally learned how to play that thing. I stayed at it for about 3 or 4 years, and my dad's brother in Florida, his name's Ricky Boone, he taught me how to play the guitar. And you know, I never knew I could sing until about 8 or 9 years old when I first started like playing in church and stuff. I started out playing drums prior to being a singer and a guitar player.
Really?
You know, but,
that's cool.
Yeah. And just kind of started doing that in church, and then I was like, you know what, this sounds pretty decent. So that's when it all started.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, I'm kind of like you, you know, as young age of five, and I was playing the tennis racket, though. I didn't have a guitar at the time, and, you know, I was playing all my stuffed animals and making my own radio shows at the age of five. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was
used to
always
drive
dreaming.
My parents up the wall.
Me too. Mine would be like, honey, that sounds really good, but after 4 hours of it, just driving
right.
crazy. My dad had, you know, a couple of rules at the dinner table. He's like, don't sit on your feet and don't sing during supper, because I was always singing. I was singing in the car. I was singing at the table. I was singing every chance I had, and I drove him up the wall.
Right.
Know? But that's
and,
so funny.
Some of my influences early on were like Randy Travis. I remember the first song I learned to sing was Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. I was like, you know, four and a half, 5 years old, and I was running around the house singing that song. And Mom's like, shut up. Don't sing that song. I'm tired of hearing it.
I know. And, you know, it's so cool. It's like we have such connections, you know, to Randy Travis and that corner at John A's and how he got his start at the Nashville Palace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all in the same spot. You know, it's a small role.
You know, that's for years and years, that's been a good spot for live music in Nashville. In my opinion, that's the best area in Nashville other than downtown. I mean, they've got, you know, the strip there on Broadway downtown. There's a lot of great music down there, don't get me wrong. But But North Nashville, right there at Music Valley, you can hear some of the greatest music in the world, and a lot of cool people hang out there, and just a lot of cool venues like John A's and the Troubadour Theater and all that good stuff. And of course, Rudy's is not there anymore, but they got a lot of you know, Nashville Palace and all that good stuff still there. So, you know, it's a great area to hear live music, and probably one of the best areas there in Nashville.
Oh yeah, you know, I promote it every week. I'm like, you, if you're gonna go to Nashville, I mean, yeah. Go downtown, sure. See all the honky-tonks and what have you in the Wild Horse Saloon where I used to work. But if you really want to get to know people and see the genuine character of people in the music industry and see, you know, live performances just off the cuff of some of the greatest names in country music, it's right there at Music Valley. So you are absolutely right.
And you know what? One of my biggest pet peeves of Nashville is the parking fees downtown. You know, you've always got to pay, you know, a ton of money downtown. I remember one time I was in Nashville, paid like $60 for 2 hours just to park there.
No, I totally believe
it. That's ridiculous. But at John A's and like North Nashville, there parking's always free. You know, so
I remember I worked at
the Nashville.
Yeah, I worked at the Wild Horse Saloon, and I tell you, one of the hardest things was having to walk 4 blocks to and from work and pay $20 just to park my car. It's like, I hope I get some tables so I can make this back, you know? It was just a mess. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, too. I mean, you know, I've been following you on Facebook and so forth and your music career, but this year, I mean, what a roller coaster ride for you. I mean, first, you know, you lost your dad. And I know he was very special to you. I mean, I can tell that. I can tell.
Well, like I say, you know, early on, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am today musically. And, you know, he got me this far. You know, there were times where he always worked. He was a retired truck driver. He did that for like 40 years. But, you know, there were times where he made sure we were all fed, of course, kept the bills paid, but there were times where we didn't have a lot, and he still made sure that I had, like, guitar strings, drumsticks, whatever I might need to, you know, to forward my career and keep moving forward with music. So, you know, I'll always be grateful for that.
Yeah, it sounded like, I mean, he was a big believer in you, and you guys were very close. And one of the neatest tributes I thought was cool is that his final truck drive, you know, the casket was on the actual truck, and that was so touching. I mean, it was so unique.
Like the old song says, Daddy never was the Cadillac kind, you know, and we thought it'd be cool to send him out in style, so we decided to do that.
Boy, and that you did. I mean, I was just so impressed with that. It was very touching and just such a neat, you know, just a neat thing that you did for him. And then, gosh, then you turned around and you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, of course, because of what? COVID?
Of course, because of the COVID this year. You know, a lot of people weren't allowed to attend the services for him. So, you know, of course, we did a Facebook Live of that that final ride for him. So everybody could kind of see that, see what we were doing. And he had family from out of town that couldn't make it because they had restrictions there. They weren't allowing a lot of people in there. So it was just a big mess this year. It's like you said, it's been a roller coaster from day one, you know, from the first of the year till now.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, and it's just been, I can't even, you know, it's just been crazy and we've all had to adapt. But then you turned right around and you married this amazing woman. And that was cool to see.
That was the highlight of my year. We got married August 1st, and of course, people that don't know, I'm married to Josie Passantino Boone, who is, you know, she's the founder and owner of the Josie Music Awards, which is the largest independent music award worldwide.
Right.
So it's pretty cool, and she's just a sweetie, you know, and the best thing ever. So.
Well, I could see that, and I could see the happiness in your face. You guys were just exuding it. And, you know, and again, I got to live it all through Facebook. Thank God for Facebook at this point because,
well, if you remember
back
in the day, so you know me from day one. You probably heard about the little incident there in 2009. I won't speak of that, but it's great to finally have somebody who is in the music industry who understands you know, the business and things that come with it, you know, associated with fans and different things that, you know, that aspect. But, you know, most people don't see that. You know, you have to have somebody who understands that, you know, to be in a relationship with, I feel.
Absolutely. Wow, it's extremely hard to find, but you know, she's smart as a whip. I mean, she is creative and, you know, always thinking and always coming up with things. And now I see recently she has Cavallo Records, and it just seemed like it was a dream come true for her.
Yeah, that's something new that she has going, and she's been working hard toward that for the last 9 or 10 years now. She actually wanted to do that long before the Music Award thing, and everything's just keep growing and growing and growing, and then finally everything fell in place for that this year. So,
you're signed with her
too.
Thrilled
to see that come along. Yeah, just recently signed with them last week, and just, you know, keeping everything in the family, because as you know, you've been in Nashville and you know how things are there. You have to know the right people, and there's not a lot of honest people there. There's a few great people, but the business is very, very shady, and you know, people will take advantage of you. So it's great to have that honesty and that, you know, family oriented thing going on around you with the record label. So I'm just honored to be a part of Cavallo Records.
No, I mean, when I saw that, my comment was lucky dog. I mean, how do we get on that? That's amazing. But you know, you're right. I mean, I've been through it, and there are a lot of shady people, and they're just looking for people with a dream, good or not, just to come to Nashville, take your money, send you down and call, you know, charge you $30,000 to get into a recording studio and say they're producing you. And you know, the Kirk Websters and I mean, I hate to mention names, but I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to
steer
clear.
They promise you the moon and.
Yeah.
Right.
They promise you the moon
and then, you know, and then at the end you don't get anything, and then there they are with the money, and then nothing ever comes out of it. You know.
Or they record you and they don't release the song. You know?
Right. I ran in those circles for many, many years until I run across Josie and her family, you know, and of course her mom's got good business wits about her. You know, she's been in management for over 30 years, and she really keeps things in line on my end as far as that. And she's kind of, you know, owner in the label as well. So,
wow, that's nice.
Good Lord willing, that never happens again, you know. So,
yeah, totally. And, you know, I mean, I think we've kind of gotten street smarts. And I'm just, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I was so excited for both of you. And, you know, I've seen your bus come along, and, you know, I've seen the ups and downs
of that,
and it's such a cool bus, but, you know, it was like, I don't know.
That's an old 80s bus. It's an old 80s MCI.
So cool.
You know, you got to start somewhere with that. And, you know, I made the mistake. Well, I say it's a mistake, not necessarily, but I bought it back in January of this year, you know, and of course all the COVID stuff started around late February, March, you know, somewhere around there. And all the tour dates started getting canceled. So now I got this bus sitting around. It's not getting used. So,
but it looks
of course,
good.
That payment never goes away, you know.
No. But sometimes, you know, it's just knowing you have it. And when all this clears, and you know it will, this too shall pass.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be jumping on that bus. And, I mean, dang, it's like we're all envious, you know, going, oh, I've always wanted a tour bus and not show up in my Chevy Cruze and pull out some speakers and set up for the night, you know.
Hey, been there, done that. Hey, I still do that from time to time. I, matter of fact, had a gig last night. I loaded my speakers in the back of my Silverado and watched that show.
Yeah, it's like, you know, do or die. If I have to put it on the hood and hold it myself, I'm going to get to this show.
That's right.
That's so funny.
As long as you get there.
Well, obviously, I want to keep playing your songs. I'm going to take a break and play one of your songs called Every Other Sunday. And then I want to come back and I want to talk about your recent recording studio experience. And then, of course, how people can, you know, learn more about you, follow you, find your music, and obviously support you now that they know who you are, and, you know, get you some fans out there and just keep trucking. But let's
awesome.
Take a break real quick and play Every Other Sunday.
Let's do it.
Everybody thinks they know, but I don't let it show. I was told the fault was mine. Mom and Dad can't get along, next thing we're all alone. And it's the kids that get left crying. Old familiar neighborhood, where we used to have it good. house on the right. Slow the truck down to a crawl. Try my best not to bawl. Well, I love you, son. Good night. Not the road that I thought I'd pick. You can't speed up time. Lord knows I've tried every trick. And I've worried about it till I'm sick. And Fridays never do come with broken hearts. Lord, they can't be fixed. When I lose you every other Sunday at six. Guess I shouldn't feel so bad. At least he don't call him bad. I'm glad that she moved on. And I pretty much done the same. Except for this 2-week pain. At least we had the phone. It's not the road that I thought I'd take. And you can't speed up time. Lord knows I've tried every trick.
We're talking to him live right now on the Golden Country Radio Show. Matt Boone, I mean, these are incredible songs, and they have lyrics that just resonate with people because obviously, you know, you can connect with the lyrics and, you know, the experience that comes with that and feel the music. And I think that's what makes it such a universal language that everyone can relate to. I don't care your background, you know, and that song definitely, I think everybody can relate to every other Sunday, you know.
Yep. That's one thing I'm big on is lyrics when I pick out a song, because that's, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to captivate that listener, you know, and always try to hit home with them.
Yeah. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how do you choose your song? It's like, it has to, you know, it has to hit a chord within my heart and inside me. Otherwise I can't sing it with a lot of feeling. And you know, I choose everything real carefully. So, and
right.
Speaking of picking things carefully, I saw that you were in a recording studio most recently. Tell our listeners what recording studio and what your project was.
Wow, we had a fun time. We were at Omni Sound Studios in downtown Nashville just last week and working on a brand new song. I can't give you too much details on that right now.
Sure.
But I will say that it's coming out very soon, and I wrote it in honor of my dad who passed away back in August. So.
Wrote it. That's cool.
I wrote it. Me and a guy by the name of Kit Wakely, he's out in Oklahoma. He co-wrote on it with me and also helped produce it. But it's going to be great. Can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Well, of course it's going to be great. I mean, you got a good recording studio. You got a hell of a talent. You know, of course it's going to be great. And I hope you'll share it with us on Golden Country Radio and let us share it too. And, you know, kind of spread the word and spread the love. And on that note,
I want to give out a shout out if I could. I want to give out a shout out if I could on that. When I was in the studio, I got to play with some of the best there in Nashville. So I've never even really met a few of these guys. One of the guys' names is Derek Wells. He's played on 50 number one hits that you hear on radio today. He played lead guitar on it. Very, very excited to be able to, you know, have the opportunity to have him in the studio with us. And things like that don't happen every day. But that's one good thing I can say COVID-19 helped with this year was getting those players to the studio. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe Spivey played fiddle.
Wow.
He's the band leader and fiddle player for Johnny Anderson. He's played on, that was him on Girls Like Guys and Trucks, by the way, on the fiddle earlier.
Really?
That's
cool.
Also on Every Other Sunday, that was him also on the fiddle and stuff there. So, yeah, very cool experience to play with those guys.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the greatest things about being in the studio live, especially in Nashville, is, you know, just – seeing this immense talent. They've worked with, you know, people like Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. And I mean, they've been on the Opry and, you know, John Huey was scheduled to play steel guitar on my set. And then unfortunately he passed away, but you know, there's some big names in there. It's very humbling to see them come in for your session and play. And you just, you know, it brings out the best in you as an artist, you know, because you're surrounded by just these legends and these incredible, incredible professional players. And you just are like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to bring it. And you come out of there with some top-notch stuff. So I'm super excited for you. I really am. And I want you to tell my listeners, like, you know, now that they know who Matt Boone is and where you come from and what you're doing, and but how do they follow you and keep up with you, and where can they purchase your music? I mean, that's the most important thing.
Well, they can purchase music anywhere online, Amazon Music, iTunes, you know, the normal. You can stream it on Spotify.
Sure.
You can listen on YouTube. The best place to get it is at the website, mattboone.net. That's MATTBOONE.net. Check that out. Go to the store page there. There's a couple singles on there for sale right now.
Nice.
And, yeah, just anywhere online, anywhere that you get, you know, your digital downloads and online media there. Just check it out.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm going to keep promoting you. I hope you don't mind. Every week I'm going to be mentioning Matt Boone and your music. And, you know, like I said, I'm a big fan of you as a person. And I know where you're coming from. I've been there, and we're just kind of on this journey, you know, and we're getting there. And I'm just proud of you, you know.
Yeah. Glad to see you in the radio. It's so cool, you know, that you got your own show now, and it's very awesome. We'll be promoting that for you as well, and
getting
the word out there. And it's just so cool to see you, you know, in radio. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, we talked about silver linings in COVID, and this is one of them. You know, I turned to the internet because, you know, I have a great band here, the Higher Ground Band, but you know, there's just not a lot of work out there, as you know. And I thought, you know what, I still want to get my music out, but I also want to share the stage. You know, there's so much talent out there that, you know, it just kills me that people don't know it because it's so political sometimes. And I want to share the stage and say, hey, you think that's good, you should hear this person. And, you know, and get people to follow some of the independent country music, because, you know, there's some good stuff out there. So that's kind of the whole point of the show. But I just, having people like you come on and interview, just, you know, it's the icing on the cake. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. And just stay well and tell Josie hello. And I'm going to play your song, That's Our Thing. It's one of my favorites.
All right. Party song.
All right. Well, take care and thanks again.
All right, Julie. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Wear your sassy little flirt, your little jean skirt, those check me out boots I like. We got our smell good on, baby, we're gonna turn a few heads tonight. It's just a bowling alley, a couple buzzing now, but just about ready to roll. Oh goodness gracious, you're so bodacious, baby, let me take you show on the road. That's our thing, girl, rolling around. Town country down at the Elk Lodge, drinking up another Saturday night. When you use it or you lose it, let's show them how to do it. Let's go and blow that roof off right. I love it when you're shaking. The other girls all hate it when you start dropping the phone. Peace your way out, it's the baddest chick in the county. And we're riding off into the moon.
Woo!
That's our thing, girl. Going around, saddle in the town, country south up. And that's our thing, girl. Pulled up in a spot.
Fun to have Matt on the show and interview him and catch up with him, and just brings back good memories for me. And if you want to hear more about him, you can either contact me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. That's WAIT, waitinthetruck@msn.com, or check his pages out personally. That's Matt Boone, MattBoone.net. And you can just see his music all over the place. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So if you become a fan, which I know you will after hearing him tonight, definitely check that out. If you miss a show, by the way, anytime you miss a Golden Country Radio show, you can go to my internet site. It's julierichardsonmusic.com. Navigate to the radio page, and you can click on the button link that takes you to any of the shows I've done this season. And, of course, as soon as the show is done, I'll be sharing the link on Facebook, and I'll be adding it to my webpage, julierichardsonmusic.com. You know, you can check out our website and see more about my book and my music, and then also the music of other people like Matt Boone. And I'm going to finish out by playing Matt Boone, That's What Mamas Do. And then I'll bring on a couple songs of my own, but this finishes out the interview. Thank you again, Matt. Appreciate it. This is Matt Boone with That's What Mamas Do.
Change her dirty diaper, wipe a running nose, get a two-day purple Kool-Aid stain right out of your clothes. She'll put her last spare dollar under your pillow when you lose a tooth. She'll bust down your door and drag you out of bed, make you sit right next to her in church, wearing your Sunday best. When she bows her head to pray, you can bet she's saying one for you. That's what mamas do. They raise you, ground you, build their home. Mamas all your girlfriends, scare off the ones she hates. Get a new gray hair and a wrinkle to spare every time you come home late. When you leave to chase that dream, she's gonna cry when she walks by your empty room. She'll call and sing you happy birthday when everybody else forgets. And on your wedding day, she'll joke and say, hey, where are my grandkids? Oh, and when she finally gets them, she'll spoil them right, where your mama did with you. That's what mamas do. They raise you, ground you, build their whole world around you, and they'll carry the weight of your world too. That's what mamas do. And the end will come too soon. But you'll let go and you'll hold on the way all children do. You'll miss her, mourn her, leave pretty flowers for her, and you'll cry like the baby she knew. And she'll hear you, guide you, pray.
Was Matt Boone with That's What Mamas Do, and this is Golden Country Radio Show. I've been your host this evening, Julie Richardson, and I hope you'll join me every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, especially next week. It's Thanksgiving. I'll be doing a show and starting to play some of my Christmas tunes for you and start to get in the mood for that special time of the year. And also coming up December 3rd, I have a special guest, Elvis Carden, and I'd like to play a song by him next. But if you want to tune in for a great interview, I'm telling you, tune in to Golden Country Radio Show December 3rd from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to hear this guy, Elvis Carden. This is one of his songs called Lay Me Down.
Remember the men and women that put their lives on the line, veterans that fought and lived through those wars. Every soldier has a story, a life like no other. Veterans that fought for me and you under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down, lay me down, pour me down, draped in the red, white, and blue. From the trenches of World War I, across the Rhine in World War II, Normandy beaches of all the halls. The cold Korean War, they have long forgotten, to the hot Saigon, rice paddies of Vietnam. She was raised at Hiroshima, on the beaches in those high seas. She flew at Pearl and Midway, planes that flew the sky. On the ships of those high seas, to the mountains of Afghanistan, the desert Iraq, the Black Hawk Down, under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down, lay me down, lower me down, draped in the red, white, and blue. When they play those taps, they shoot those guns, they salute the 21. I'll go down, draped in red, white, and blue.
A great singer and a great entertainer. And tune in December 3rd for Elvis Cardin. On December 10th, I have a new, new to me anyway, just an incredible singer. She's great. Her name's Alicia, and she's got some great songs I want to start sharing with you. Beginning next week on Thanksgiving, I'll start sharing a lot of her songs, Elvis's songs, along with Sam. He's going to be on my show December 17th, and that's going to take us pretty much home through this season. And again, just always a pleasure to be able to share my music with everybody, as well as the music of these independent country music and regular music artists that they deserve some recognition. And you might actually end up following one of these and becoming a big fan, and that's what I hope to do. Please stay safe out there next week during Thanksgiving, and I wish you all a very blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving, full of gratitude for all the things that have gone right during this this year. I know 2020 has been tough on a lot of us, but there's been a lot of silver linings too, and there's a lot to be grateful every single day. You're grateful, and I'm grateful for my listeners. I'm grateful for my regular listeners. You know who you are, and I appreciate your friendship and your support way more than you'll ever know. And Matt Boone on the break actually told me one of his favorite songs that I did is called How Do I Break It to My Heart? And it was written, co-written by Trisha Yearwood. And it's again on my CD called Defining Moments. This is the time that Matt and I had crossed paths in the Music Valley Drive. And this is called How Do I Break It to My Heart? And I'm going to leave you with that tonight. But please tune in next week if you have nothing going and you're not out doing Black Friday shopping, which I hope you're not. But if you're not doing anything next week, please tune in and we'll listen to more music and get some Christmas songs in there. And again, start introducing you to some more more musical talent out there. Until then, stay well and so long. This is How Do I Break It to My Heart. Here you go, Matt.
Picture by my bed, I'm gonna leave it where it is, 'cause if I tear it up tonight, my heart will know that something's just not right between me and you. I'm gonna lie here in the dark and pretend you're in my arms, and if I can keep from crying and things are still the same. It opened up my